What are you going to wear tomorrow? Today? Oh, next Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, I have to. Silence, will there be people by this year Thanksgiving weekend? After all.
He'll be out of town.
He's out of town. He'll be out of town. You'll be out of town. You'll be here.
God
willing.
You
don't know, but first you'll be here.
I'll be here. That makes no difference to me.
Do you only bring breakfast?
No, that's fine. You'd be allowed to eat, so. Okay. We're going to start again from Eitzvei, Ravada, Barava, LaRava. And again, to understand today's Gemara, I will go through it again quickly. Rava, Beshame, Mishal, have an argument. I think I did it. It started. I think it happens automatically. It could be, I forget, I'm human, but I think that anyway. So we had a Machlokes Rav and Rava. Rava held that the Machlokes Beshame Besil was the Shein Nether Shortim and Tzatzah Tekula. Rava said that everybody agrees that if you were to use the same terminology that you used, just excluded your father, either by saying Kulcham Chutz or by saying you, and not saying the last you, as long as you would maintain the same terminology, nobody says neder shortim and tzatzah tekulai, because the neder is not really undermined. It's exactly the same way you said it, with a minor change, either omission or adding a word. Is if you would have changed the way you worded it. Since you would have changed the way you worded it, so therefore, it's chutrim and tzatzah, because you would have removed the basis of how you made the neder. That's why Beisil says Hutr Kulai, and Beshamai says even there it's not Hutr Kulai. That's Rabba's understanding of the Machlokes Beshamai and Beisil. Rava disagrees. Rava says, I don't care change or non-change. I care what you would have said. If at the end of the day you would have said everybody besides my father, then Beshamai says, because you said everybody, and that was the first thing you said, that maintains Tavis Lashon Rishon, makes the matter still work. Because you would have used the word everybody. Even if you would never have used the word, even if you didn't use the word everybody. But if now you would use the word everybody, Tavis Lashon Rishon says, the neder stays. Whereas if you would say, you, there is no Tavis Lashon Rishon, then even Beit Shammai agrees that neder shotem tzatzo tekulai. It's only in a case when you would have used kolka. So at that point, the Tavis Lashon Rishon would have maintained the neder. And therefore, it's not called Chutzim and Tzatzah according to Beit Shammai. But Beit Shammai doesn't hold Tavis Lashon Rishon. They don't give any greater value to the word Kulchem than to the word Chutz Mi'Ava. And therefore, they say that it's Chutzim and Tzatzah or Tekulah as well there.
Yes, but once you say everybody.
Once you would have said everybody. What would you have? That means you would have said a word that would have been a letter that included dad. Even though the next minute you excluded him. But since you use the word kulkam and we say Tavis Lashon Rishon, that means even in your new language, would have been, I need somebody to mute themselves. You want to mute people? I have the nuclear option. I can mute everybody. Even if you would have said, even in your new way of expression, had you had a chance to do it differently, you would have used the word kulkam. So by using the word kulchem from Tavis Lashon Rishon, that maintains the neder, because that's all-inclusive, even though you're excluding him the next minute. But that's called Tavis Lashon Rishon when you give straight greater strength to the first word. That's what Rava says. That's why Beit Shammai argues. So we're now on the Amud Beis, the Chavav Amud Beis, by Eitzvei, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line. I think we started it yesterday, but we're going to start again. Eistrei Ravada Ba'ava L'Rava. Ravada Ba'ava asked Rava a question. And that is, Tainim Batzel Shani Tayem. This is a Mishnah later on. A person bans himself from onions. Shabatzel Ra'la Lev. And he explains why he's banning himself from onions. Because onions are bad for your heart. Amru Lev Alei Kufri Yafel Lev. The Kufri onion is good for the heart. So Hutter B'Kufri. So Kufri is Mutter. B'Loi B'Kufri B'Vad Hutter El B'Chol Abtzalim. Not only is kufri mutter, but it destroys the whole neder, because neder shotam itzasai mutter kulai. My sahaya, mitira remeir b'chalam tzalam. And remeir permitted him in all the onions. Now, what would he have said? What did he say? What would he have said in this case? My love, we're thinking he said, if I would have known that kufri is good for the heart, I would have said all onions besides the kufri, which is like kochem. And the mayor is the one that holds Shabbos Lashon Rishon. And still he says, we say, Rava, you said that whenever there's a kochem, the mayor who holds Shabbos Lashon Rishon would hold like Beis Hamai. And therefore would not say, first words become the main part. And therefore you can't ignore kochem and say, since he added chutz miplaini, kochem still remains. And therefore we don't say hutter kulay. And therefore over here, a mayor should not agree that you're muttering all the onions. And for the Gemara light, but I'm really, I need to say, I shall go for you after the life. You're assuming he would have said all onions besides. No, he would have said this and this and this, and he would have left kufri out. So there's no, your kasha is based on a supposition that you speculated, that this is what he would have said. The answer is no, that's not what he would have said. And therefore there's no question. Remeir, I'm not finished yet. Remeir, leave the Rebbe Rabbanan, he's not getting involved in Rotem Mitzvah to Kulay. Everybody agrees that when you would have said this, this, and this, and this, it would have been butcher. So therefore, there's no argument according to Rabbah. Now Rabbah will say that the case is talking about he would have changed. Right? According to Rabbah, you could have asked the same question. You could have assumed he would have said the same language. And the answer is no, he would have changed. Because the whole question is based on your speculation that the case is talking about A. No, it's not. It's talking about B. End of story. You can't ask a question based on your speculative understanding of what a case is without having a proof. Zuck to Rush, where is it? Good for Yavamalev. Butzl Hagadol, Shinizbashu Kol Tzarchai. It's a big onion that's totally ripe. Combined with Rava Kelev Kufri. There's a dog that's called a Kelev Kufri that lived with a woman. So whoever Kelev Kufri Rush is translating, an onion that's overripe. A Yisiyayim Mekalab Tzarim Asurim Bekufri Mutter. Now, this kasha can be on Rabba, and this kasha can be on Rabba. The kasha of Rabba, the Hachi Loi Hechel of Dvarov. Again, assumption is he didn't change. The Mitchila Asher Kalab Tzalim Alav. First he said all onions, L'Besayif Amar Kul Chem. Then he said all besides. According to Rabba, there's no change. Rameyer, the Kakar Shari Rameyer. And Rameyer, who we say holds like Beis Shammai, is Mater. The Kasha Nami L'Rabba. He said, at the end, you say everything, because the whole thing is based on Rameyer, Tavis, Lashon, Rishon. And the answer is, you took something under your, you decided, ask the question, don't decide that way. According to Rabbi, you changed. Rameyer, Kerebekiva, Rabbi, Sfirulay. And the mayor holds like a bekiva, like meaning, if you change, that is what mitzvah to kulay. Well, the rabbi will give a kol shari. The garish the mayor leave it to bekiva, leave it to rabbanon. I know leave it to rabba. So according to rabba, the mayor can't go like beishama. But according to rabba, beishama holds you don't say that is what mitzvah say, even if you would have changed. So he can hold the leave it to bekiva. Ayar Gemara says he can hold like rabbanon. That's according to Rava, who says, you look at the final language. The final language is not kuchem, so therefore it's mutter, and therefore the final language he would have used. And therefore, everybody agrees to this case. Yes? It should bother you, because it bothers me as well. And it bothers Dr. Harris, who's been struggling with this for 2 days. He's been bothered by that too, because this is not a typical case of Tavis Lashon Rishon. They're usually when they can't work together. A says one thing and B contradicts it. That's when you usually have a question of Tavis Lashon Rishon. Tamura Sayla, Tamura Shlomim. Yes or no? It can't be both. Right? So therefore, Rameir says go by the first, over the second. Here it is, not a contradiction. You said everybody besides. That's not contradictory. But the Rush, he explained it. I tried to understand it. And the Rush Namadal said that even though it's not contradictory, right, the Rush spoke out, but still, he says, still, because it has the main part of the data of anything is your first way, you can't ignore it, even though you said besides. And you can't say, that is your Temik Tzatzai.
Let me pause the question, because you can move dependent clauses around from back to the first. If someone says, all of you are banned from eating these figs, except for my father, that does not take effect. Right?
No, meaning it doesn't undo, we don't say that it's your Temik Tzatzai or Tzakulai. His father is not there.
Right, right. But does that obviate everything?
No, it does not.
Okay.
According to Beit Shammai.
According to Beit Shammai, Rebbe. If someone says, except for my father, all of you are banned.
Then Rebbe would agree. Then everybody would agree that you obviate the whole thing.
So even though they are...
Exactly. Wording is the thing. Words, Dr. Schwab, words.
Words have meaning. Only that grammar has meaning.
You want to know which Rush am I talking about? The Rush that I'm talking about is Upluksa Dre Meir Chavavim Alalov. I don't know. To me, it's a new Rush. I don't know how it is by you. Upluksa Dre Meir Reb Yaisi B'tmura. It's the Rush before Eisvei. So I don't know what you have to start with. It's the Rush before Eisvei. Now, I have two dots, and it says Plukta Dremeir Reb Yaisi B'tmura. But I don't know whether you have that as a new Rush, or as an old Rush, part of the first Rush, but I don't have your print. But it's the one before Eisvei. That's the Rush. That's the key to the Sugya. And again, I will admit, at the end of the day, I have trouble digesting this and understanding this. Because to me, I don't know how you can use Tavis Lashon Rishon when you are not contradicting, but it's not a contradiction. And the Rush asked the question, and he answers, but still. So, again, I'll leave it at that because I can't do anymore.
Now, we're seeing now that we've written this. I can understand that if something's in front of you, like with the store with the figs, like this person, you say that also by the... all those onions are not there.
No, but you know what onions exist. We're talking about a person that knows onions. Let's put it this way. He knows the onions he wants to ban. The onions that grow in Spain, and he lives in China, he doesn't have to talk about. He's not getting Spanish onions. I think there's such a thing called Spanish onions.
There is such a thing called it. The easy way to say is that he has further defined the category of onions. The question is, has he further defined the category of onions into the subset of the onions which are bad for you? Yes or no?
Yes. If I know of six onions, and if I know five are bad for me, I don't have to say all onions. I can list the five. I don't know of any other onions, so it's not going to gay at me.
We had that question yesterday. I mean, what they doesn't know about, is that part of the...
Again, if he says call, yes. If he says this, and this, no. Okay, so I think of my right. Eisvei Ravina LaRava. So Ravina asked Rava a question. It's interesting, they're all asking Rava the question. These are all students of Rava. Rapapa, Ravada, Ravina. Now this is not the regular Ravina. The regular Ravina was younger. This is a different Ravina. When we talk about Ravina and Ravashi, Ravina was younger than Ravashi, and Ravashi was born the day Rava died. So it couldn't be the regular Ravina. So this is a different Ravina, which is fine. There's a number of Ravinas. Like there were a number of Kahanas and a number of other Amaroim that we have one name for, but they're different people. Eitzvei Ravina LaRava. Rav Nassan Aymer. This is a Braisa. Yes, Neder Shemitzase Mutra Mitzase Aser. There are Nedarim that sometimes, some of it is Mutter and some of them is Aser. And he gives a case. Case had nothing in Akakala. There's a basket of figs, or a basket of fruit. I don't care what it's in that basket. And, And there are these great, high-quality figs called B'nai Shuach. And there are other types of figs. The Yomani said, Ilu Yisi Yedeya, she B'nai Shuach B'taycha. Had I known that there's B'nai Shuach in there, Lo Yisi Neider, I would not have made this netter. Now, what would he have said is the question. He doesn't want to eat the rest of them. So the Gemara is not assuming that he's saying, I wouldn't have made a netter at all. He wouldn't have not made the netter the way I did. I said the whole basket. Well, we don't know what he said. He was looking, we don't know what he said, but we'll assume. I said the whole basket. Had I known that the B'nai Shulch is in there, I would have said, I wouldn't have made the netter this way. So the halacha is, this is what Reb Nosson said. We used to say, the old version was, Halkakala Asura, B'nai Shulach Mutaras. We don't say, Netter Shota Mitzasa Hutra Kulai. At Shabbat, Rabbi Kiva Beli made, Netter Shota Mitzasa Hutra Kulai. Till Rabbi Kiva came and said, no, the halacha is not that way. The halacha is everything is mutter. That means, prior to Rabbi Kiva, everybody did not assume this concept of Netter Shota Mitzasa Hutra Kulai. Rabbi Kiva taught it to us. That's what Reb Nosson is saying. Now we have to figure out what happened exactly. Did he change? Did he not change? What would he have said? Right now we have to figure out what is the case. Remember, this is a case that before Rabbi Kiva came around, we said it's usher. Everything else is usher. Rabbi Kiva changed it. What is that case that Rabbi Kiva changed? Zok to Gemar, my love. The Amar is the Amar. Had I known that the B'nai Shuach is in it, I would have said, the black ones and the white ones are Aser, B'nai Shuach Mutaris. Now, according to Rava, everybody holds Nadi Shota Mitzasa Hutra Kula. You don't need Rabbi Kiva for this. This is the case that he did not say everything, right? The only argument is when he uses the word all. He didn't use the word all here. We're assuming here that he would have said black and white is usher and the B'nai Shuach is mutter. Right? According to the Gemara, Rav learned, this was not a question of Netter Shota Mitzasai. Everybody agreed here. The only time there's an argument is if he uses the word all. That was Rav's pshat. Here he's not using the word all. So why do I need Rabbi Kiva? Again, this is Rava's thing for the 18th time. I don't mind doing this. But the Rava said that the only machlokes is if he said he would have used the word kochav. Because Tavis Lashon Rishon, because you put emphasis on the first word, so if you would have said all, then we don't say according to Beis Shammai, Hutra Kulai.
My question is, when he said Mina Kokolo,
it doesn't say how he expressed it. It doesn't say how he expressed it. It's telling you reality. He ushered himself from the basket. Didn't say how he did it. Didn't say the wording he used.
He didn't use the word call or kochem, but it was inclusive of everything in that basket.
No, he didn't. Again, we don't know what he said. Again, according to Rabbi, it doesn't make a difference what he said. Bottom line is, what would he have said?
Why is that different? Why is Mina Coca-Cola, everything in this box are masculine?
According to Rabbi.
He's not saying everything. He's saying, this box I'm asking.
Okay, so let's go back. According to Rava, he finds out there's no Shuach there. So he didn't mean to answer that. We ask him a question. How would you have worded it now?
I understand that part.
No, that's the part that's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
Meaning, okay. What would you have said?
He's looking for a heter. That's why he throws in the word kuchen.
No, again.
I'm having trouble with this.
Let's step back.
Yes,
Rava, the whole Shaila of Netesh Utamitzasai, according to Rava, has nothing to do with what you said. It has to do with what you would have said. Now, he found out there's B'nai Shuach. He comes to ask for a heter, and they tell him the B'nai Shuach is mutter. How about the rest of the things? So for that, we have to know how he would have worded it. So if he would have worded it all besides B'nai Shuach, then the Rabbanim would say you don't say Netter Shota Mitzasa Hutra Kulai, and Rabbi Kiva would say you do. But if he would have worded it, the black and the white is usher, and B'nai Shuach is mutter, then we would have said that everything is mutter. And that's the assumption of the Gemara, and how he's telling us how he would have worded it. Not how he actually worded it, but how he would have worded it. Sorry?
The whole
problem is that everybody's struggling with Rava. Everybody's struggling with understanding why what you would have ordered it is making such a difference if you would have said all or some.
Even more than that, because Kuchen sounds like you made a lump and then you're taking part of it out and now the rest is mutter. The rest are mutter.
Not what you made, Shammai. The rest is us, because you stuck to Kuchen. It's what you would have said. Not what you did say.
If you would have said Kuchen.
According to Rabbi Shammai, according to Rava, then we don't say Nereshot to Mitzah, so to Kula.
So part of Mutter.
But I Shuach, you would be able to eat, but nothing else.
Yes, I'm saying so stuff, for some part of it remains Usser.
Exactly, according to Rabbi Shammai, correct.
Because, but then it's counterintuitive, because he said the word Kuchen, and here you broke part of that Kuchen, so you think everything gets broken.
Again, that's what, again.
That's how it's counterintuitive.
I understand what you're asking,
yeah.
But that's because you're not machshiv the concept of Tavis Lasharis.
Oh.
Or let's reword that. We're having a difficulty, and I also have that difficulty,
yeah,
of understanding why Tavis Lasharis should make that difference.
Yeah.
But that's what Rava said.
And Kalkala is not Lasharis.
He's not saying I would have said Kalkala. We're asking not what he said. You're busy with what he said. I don't care what he said. What would he have said is the question.
Yeah.
Now that he knows...
Working for a Pesach, I have to.
Well, that's what he wants. He wants to be able to eat B'nai Shuach.
He wants to keep out of the desert.
What is the word Kalkala when we say Kalkala?
Kalkala means food, and I think. Kalkala here means basket. Kalkala there means... Kalkala means sustenance.
Right, that's what I thought
of. Kalkala is sustenance.
So, okay.
Words can have different meanings.
So Kalkala,
it's the same sort, by the way. A basket is called a Kalkala because it has usually stuff of sustenance in it.
The Kalkala is used because it carries sustenance.
Not always. I mean, theoretically, you can have a basket of screwdrivers.
It will be Kalkala.
I don't know if they would, Chazal would call it Kalkala. Maybe they call it a sal. There's other words for basket. Maybe Kalkala is a food for basket.
Yeah.
The problem is, I mean, what people are seizing on, I think, is that we think of language as communication concepts. No, language is a tool which limits the concepts in order to transmit it. But we've also got a shifting target in here. We have, you mean what you say, then we have Nidre Shagogas, where you don't mean what you say. You have various things. You can have dependent phrases in the front and in the back. They mean different things if they're in the front and the back. German versus Hebrew, it would, you know, the whole rule would be actually the last part of the sentence would define the first part.
Again, the mayor holds public reservation. I can't argue with that.
Well,
he said that.
I have great respect for a mayor.
Okay.
It's difficult.
Dr. Gemara. So the Havamina is that he would not have said all the things. He would have said some things. So I don't need Rabbi Akiva for that. According to Rav, everybody agrees that if you didn't say all, it's mutter. Rabbi Akiva, you plead your Rabbana. And for the good life, you made it again. You made an assumption. No, he would have said all besides. And again, according to Rabbi Shammai and Rabbeir, Enochinami, we would go with all. We wouldn't say, I need Rabbi Akiva for that. Again, you based the question on your assumption of what he would have said. I'll answer you, no, he would have said all besides. And by all besides, it's Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush that says it's mutter. Zach Darash, B'nai Shuach, Tainim Taivim Hen. Ayisiyayim Tainim Shchayris Ulevanas Asuras, B'nai Shuach Mutaras. The Kasha L'Rava, the Bahafi L'Rabbanam Bashari. Even Rabbanam would permit if you don't say all. The answer is, he would have said all.
So if he would not have said Kala Kalkala, but he said Kalkala Sur Benoshua Mataros. Do you have to throw in the word Kal?
It's a very good question. I think so, but I if you show me that I'm wrong, I'm not going to be in shock. But I think so. I think Cole is a very important point here because of tough selection reasons. I think Calcolo without Cole is not that inclusive.
Because originally Calcolo was inclusive of everything.
No,
if he took
don't know what he said. Again, you're making a supposition. How do you know what he said?
Because now he's got a problem and needs a heads up to get out
again,
of it.
Again, do you know how he worded it to start?
No, it doesn't quote how he said.
Okay, so then you can't. You're making a thing that he didn't say Cole. You decided that.
Yeah, I did.
All right. You want to decide that, because that's eight. But that's not a proof.
Well, so if you were to call Coca-Cola, then you need a head to do it.
And according to Makiva, it would remove the whole thing, and according to not Rabbi Akiva, it would not. Correct. But again, it's not what he said. It's what he would have said. What he would have said had he known all the facts. Zakti Gemara
Vayt. Was it supposed to be about a person only tries to speak the least if possible? Is what happened to that? Is Chazal say that? Is that true? Yeah. That's what I think Rabbi Kleinman was trying to say. He was trying to say, and maybe it's a difference between a Bet Torah and a.
Did you say what you listen?
You're trying to differentiate between who's saying it?
Is that
what you said?
Anyway, people speak the least they have to, but to make themselves clear, they choose certain languages that might be longer.
The Torah doesn't do that.
So it's interesting that the Torah does do that.
It's a bad word.
Let's step back. In that very sugya that you're referring to, Msachim, Gimel Amud Beis, the Rishayim ask Akasha, the whole basis that you speak Lashon Tzara is that you speak Lashon Nekiyah, the Torah said, Ashaloi Tahira instead of Tameya. The Rishayim say, yeah, one time. The rest of the time in the Torah says Tameya. So, Manushek, if you're trying to teach me a lesson, you teach it to me out of 1 out of 20 times, 19 other times it says Tameya. So the Rishayim answer, it's a mix. You want to speak Lashon Tzara. One time, the Torah wrote it the other way to tell me, Tameya is not a bad word, but the Torah went out of its way to say, Loi Tahira, to teach me the Maila of Lashon Nekiyah. But when it comes to a question of being concise, being concise is more important. But the Torah wanted to teach me that when it's not a question of being concise, go the extra mile to be a Lashon Nekiyah. But this is the Rishayim I'm talking about because that's the kasha to ask. You're bringing me a ride from the fact that the Torah didn't want to say Tameya, wanted to say Loi Tahira, but then 19 other, I made up the number 19, it says Tameya.
No, Rabbi.
I don't compete with your smartphone.
None of your business. That is an iPhone that has all the all the filters on it.
Right. Okay. I'm not really interested now in iPhones. That's my right to man Tana Hal Tana Rabbana. Who is the Tana of the following brisa? Nader mechamisha bnei adam keachad. If he made a nether for five people together, keachad, in one time. So the halacha is who to lechad mem. Matter one is everybody is mutter. What if he said chutz me'echad mehem?
That's
it. We're trying to figure it out. Let's give it a chance. Chutz me'echad mehem. What if he said besides one, five people besides one, who mutter behein asura? Now, the case is not that I said, I'm answering five besides one, because the original letter was besides one. It's not Huta Mitzasai. So obviously, we're talking about a case where one time we say Huta Mitzasai, and sometimes we don't say Huta Mitzasai. That's what the Braisa obviously wants to tell me. The Braisa is not telling me that if I banned five people and I said five besides one, that it doesn't work in the one. Obviously, that's what you said. Five originally said that. That's not a chiddush. obviously the Bryce is talking about the five were included, sometimes excluding one destroys the whole netter, and sometimes destroying one, pulling one, does not destroy the whole netter. So we're trying to figure out which case is Hutter Kulay and which case is not Hutter Kulay. Zakti Gemar. Ila Rabba, according to Rabba, whatever the first case is, Rabba learns that the Machoikas Beshame Beshela is if you change the way you would have expressed yourself. Remember Rabba? So Mamela, the first case must be that you change the way you're going to express yourself. But Rabba don't argue to Bekiva. Even in that case, they don't say that it's Hutter Mitzvah Hutter Kulay. So Reisha Rabbi Akiva. So Reisha is talking about when you would have changed it, and Rabbi Akiva is the one that's saying they're all mutter. And Seifa, when they're not all mutter, they're Riakoyel, is when you wouldn't have changed yourself. And if you wouldn't have changed, you would have repeated it without just adding the word, just leaving out or adding a word. Basil agrees that you don't say neder Shota Mitzvah Shota Kulay. So going to Rabba, this Bryce is talking about two cases. Case one, you changed. And if you changed, Rabbi Akiva says, Hutter Mikulay. Case two, if you didn't change. So everybody agrees that you don't say Hutter Kulay. Going to Rabba. That's how he would learn this Braisa. That's why in the first case, everybody is Mutter, and in the second case, they're not. Ila Rabba, Seva Rabbana. Going to Rabba makes no difference if you changed or not. So he's learning that the Seva is talking about, you would have said Kolchem, and the bottom one that says it's not Mutter is going only according to the ones that don't Tava Slash and Rishon. So the case of Chutz Me'echemem, who Mutter, and other ones are Aser, is not going like Rabbi Akiva. It's only going like Beis Shammai and like Rabbanan, who argue Rabbi Akiva. They say Tavas Lashon Rishon, and therefore it remains Aser. That's why the second case says only one is Mutter, the rest are Aser. And Reisha is talking about when he wouldn't have said Kolchan. And therefore everybody agrees that it's Mutter, Divrei HaKol. So again, using what they hold, this Braisa gives you one case where everybody's mutter and one case not. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's always mutter. So when is it not mutter? Is that not going like Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi, Basil holds its mutter, Rabbi Akiva holds its mutter only in one case. So that part that says everybody's mutter must be going in that one case. So you take their shittas of what they hold and fit it into the Braisa. One case yes, one case not. Obviously, in one case it works, in one case it doesn't, you're going to have to figure out the formula. So Rabbi says, very simple, you change, it's mutter. You don't change, usher. Rabbi says, it's like this. The end is going like Rabbanan, but according to Bekiva, it's always mutter. So and in the first case, Rabbanan agree, because he wouldn't have said kolchan. Zuck the rush. The Rabbi Reisha Divrei HaKol, Ubaloy Amar Kulchem, Shas Chazara. B'Seifa Rabbanon, Uba Amar Kulchem, B'Shas Chazara. B'Seifa Divrei HaKol, B'Mishkat Hasla. Can't say that the Seifa is going like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Shari B'Chol Inya. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva says it's always winter. And the Seifa is saying it's not. So obviously it has to be going like the Sheikh that it says it's not always winter, which is the Rabbanon or Beit Shammai, whatever name you want to give it. Fine. Let us move on. Nidrei Einzin. What is Nidrei Einzin? That was the fourth one, I believe it is. The last of the four. Nidrei Einzin. Chalahu Ashikala Benai. I'm sorry, I skipped. Hidirei Chaveh Shiyachal Etzlai. His friend made a netter that she eat by him. Simple shot in the Gemara. We had a different shot before, if you remember. Who made the netter? Somebody made a netter that if he doesn't eat by the person, either the inviter told the invitee, if you don't eat by me, you'll be banned in my halah, or the guy wanted to be invited, he said, make a netter. But the bottom line is, this netter was made that if you don't eat by me, you'll be asr b'halah. And then, chalu b'nai, chaluhu, asr chalu b'nai. The guest was going, and he got sick. And he couldn't make it. So at the end of the day, he never made it. Aish ikvinar, or there was a raging river. Harelu nidrei einzin, even though the netter was a good netter. This is not a netter that never meant a netter. This was a real netter. This is a different one than the other three. Nidrei zruzin, according to the way we learned Pshat, it never was a netter. He never meant it. Nidrei Avai was never a netter. It was an exaggeration. Nidrei Shgargus was a mistaken netter. It was never a netter. It never kicked in because it, at the time of the kick-in, he didn't forget. He remembered. He didn't forget. He didn't remember something. It was a mistake. This one was a netter. But he violated it because of an idness. He caused it to kick in because of an idness. So it doesn't kick in. That was only to make sure it's not Jerusalem. I said, whatever case you want to learn, but the bottom line is, he meant it. It was a netter he meant. But it only kicked, the Isser kicks in when the guy doesn't show up. And that happened because of Inus.
So didn't the Gemara say that someone, who made the netter?
I said, it makes no difference in this sugya. It made a difference there whether you hold it Zruzin or not. Pick your choice over there. I don't care who you want to have made the netter. I don't care. For this, it makes no difference. You understand what I'm trying to say? There the Gemara was worried about whether it was a Zruzin. If it was a Zruzin, you don't need the Dreyansin.
So that's why you had to go to
right. Now, if you want to learn a Juzin, learn the answer to Gemara. You don't want to learn a Juzin, learn the Fakasha to Gemara. At the end of the day, the netter was there.
Right.
In this Gemara, I don't care who made the netter. That was, back there, made a difference.
Not a Juzin.
The answer is it's not a Juzin.
Yeah.
But what happened is, when the moment the netter was supposed to kick in, when he didn't show up for the meal, he was an Inus. An accident. I hate to use the word accident, but whatever you want to call Inus. Mishap. What does Art Scroll say, Einstein?
Circumstances beyond his control.
Fine, okay. I like that.
He uses 1,000 words and Bruce is 1 word.
No, it's not true because he's better than me because accident has other inferences. His son got sick. It's not an accident. He got sick. He got the flu. I mean, COVID. Not accident. So it would accident. Like circumstances beyond his control is a better way of translating. I like it.
Rabbi, is the Gemara going to discuss the likelihood of these circumstances?
Yes and no. But the answer is, these are not very likely, but they're not totally unlikely. It's somewhere in between. Because the Gemara is going to differentiate with things that are very likely and things that are totally off the chart, not likely. So the Gemara is going to talk, this is, we would place it in the middle. It's not very likely, but it's not, like, very remote. People do get sick. The river does rage at times. Things that are very
my
likely.
Point,
things that are very
yeah,
likely.
My point, obviously, being that sometimes in a flood zone, the river is going to flood. If one has a sick son, he is more likely than others to get sick, et cetera, et cetera.
So the Gemara is going to say that something is very likely, he should speak out. Because that should be on his mind when he says. Again, a guy has a 6 o'clock chuppah that he's being Masada Kedushin at. And he takes a 4 o'clock flight from Cleveland to New York to be at a 6 o'clock wedding. And the flight's supposed to arrive at 5:28, and he's supposed to get to the hall by 5 to 6. Now, I think he'd be foolish if he doesn't tell the guy if the flight's not delayed. Because I think flight being delayed is rather frequent. So he would have to say, I can only make it if the flight doesn't get delayed. If he doesn't mention that, he's being ignoring something that's a reality. Flights get delayed. It's an ace when they don't get delayed. Not an ace sigma, but it's, you know, you're happy. When I fly to New York and the flight didn't get delayed, and on the way back it didn't get delayed, I'm very thankful to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I didn't have to sit in the airport for another 3 hours. But that's a frequent thing. A frequent thing should be spoken out. That's Gemara's going to talk about that. Yes?
Let's repeat. I got it right. Nidrei Zruzin or Avoi, they were in that. Never was in that. And Shkogos?
Yes and no. He made the netter, but it has to kick in. And at the time he kicked in, he forgot something. That's why he kicked in. It's similar to Einstein. That's more similar to
Einstein. But also,
Einstein means he made an netter.
It never was.
It never kicked in because of an Einstein.
The second one, the struggle was, could have kicked in.
Again, Schrodinger and Einstein are very similar. Schrodinger means he forgot something, and Einstein means the circumstance behind his control. Different case. So, to Gemara. Ahu Gavra, there was a man. Oh, that's Sudarash. Nidrei Einstein, Kalahu and Shakala Benai. The Mikhailahai Bedai Tishyoko letter in Yakvanalinus. Because our assumption is that the guy never meant it if it Rainus would happen. Now, Rush has a problem. Dvarim Shablaev. You didn't say that. You didn't say if it Rainus happens, it doesn't kick in. How can we take that into account? Dr. Rush, Dvarim Bilev Kihai Demukhi, Vidil Lakoel. Things like that, that everybody understands that that's what the guy meant. That which we say we don't take into account what you thought is because you thought one thing and 90% of people don't think that way, or 50% of people don't think that way. But in this case, everybody that makes a netter means if no itness happens. That's the self-assumed thing. Therefore, here, it's part of the wording. It becomes part of the wording even though you didn't say it. Dr. Gemara, Ahu Gavra, there was a person, the Itvis Sechusei L'chususei L'beidina. He gave his schus to Bezin. I'm not sure what these schusim were, I'll be very honest. He gave
his rights to property.
Maybe. And again, obviously, it wasn't enough. I know, I can translate those words too. I saw it in the Ran and the Rash. But the problem here is like this. Whatever he gave Bezin wasn't enough to win the case. It was documents on his side, but not enough to prove his point. Because if it were enough to prove his point, he doesn't have to go looking for more. He's going out to search for more, right? So he told Bezin, give me 30 days. If I don't come back in 30 days, cancel what I gave you. Now, and I'm not sure what kind of documents are there that don't win the case, right, and don't but help his case. I just don't know what kind of documents it is. Because if it's a star that says the field belongs to me, I won the case. And if I don't have a star, the field belongs to me, so what do I have that helps my case? That's why I said I couldn't define the words of the Ran and the Rush, which is what Archko is doing, defining the words of the Rush. You're not giving the Adam to Bezin.
No, the Adam turned out that they signed on it were not so sure their credibility. I'll tell you this myself. This is something that
I'm here with you say, meaning you gave a document that has witnesses, but you have to bring proof that these witnesses were good.
Yeah,
so you're going out to search for that proof. So you're saying to Bezin, if I don't come back in 30 days, cancel the document. It means if I come back on day 31 to prove it, it won't work. I gave it to you. I said it. I give it up. That's the case. Maybe.
I'm
very happy you told me that. Maybe that's the case.
The Shasha is he's stalling.
Correct. He's obviously not winning the case at this point. But he wants to bring evidence to win the case. But Bezin's not going to let the guy stall. Excuse me. The answer is, this way he tells Bezin, listen, give me 30 days, and if not, I give up what I had. Means, this is like a pecan, correct. Like a mashka, would be a better word. Now, again, the exact thing, maybe Avraham is right. I'm not sure what he's looking for and what he has. But he has something that helps him, that he's willing to give up, if he can bring the other evidence.
Certifiable proof.
Again, I started off saying I don't know. So I'm not. So you have to talk to him. He's the one that knows. I can't tell you what he meant. All I'm saying is the case is that he had some sort of evidence, but not enough evidence to win the case. I don't know what it is. And now he's saying to Bezin, I have more evidence that I can bring. And Bezin said, you're stalling for time. So he said, you know what? I give you this, and if I don't come back in 30 days, throw it out.
Bezin did not accept it yet. Is that what it's saying?
It's not enough to win the case. That means Bezin did not willing to rule on based on what he gave them. I'm not sure what he gave them. Avram, Baruch Hashem, came up with a shot. But if you have questions on that, you don't ask me. You have to ask him.
Why isn't Rabbi accepting what Avram said?
I didn't say I don't accept him. I'm not going to say it as I'm sure that's what it is.
Rabbi hasn't understood this for 20 years, right? And it's some little feeble-minded me said it. So obviously I'm going to change him in 2 seconds.
Dr. Rush, that's what Chusei. Maser Kaichai Uschayasar Vliad Bezin. He gave his power, in this case, and his schusim, it's proofs to bezin. Amenas shim lo yavel is man bezin shiur b'teilim. Now, how do you do that? How do you avoid something? Well, machal al kol schushay lebeh. If I don't come back in 30 days, I'm baichu all what I had. I give it up. I forgive it. I give it away. That's the lashon of the Rush. The Ran uses the word I'm mevatul. I make null and void all the schusim that I give you if I don't come back in 30 days. So what happened was, isnas lo yasa. He couldn't make it back because of something beyond his control. Circumstance beyond his control. Question is, what does Bezin do with this chusim? Not back in 30 days.
Question. Will you come back?
That was Linus. Amar Ravuna Batus Chusay. Ravuna Paskin, Batul. Not back. Amar Rava. Anasu. Banas Rachmana Patre. We find that the Torah patters when a person suffers a circumstance beyond his control. Where do we see that? The Sivla Nara Vesasadavar. A girl that was forced upon, Nara Murasa, whose Chayav Skilab, she's Mizana. Unfortunately to her, somebody forced himself upon her. He gets killed, and the Pasuk says, can't do anything to her. She didn't do anything wrong. Ein Manara Chayav Mavis. She didn't do anything. She was forced. I mean, the Torah is revealing to me that done by force doesn't count. So how could you ignore the fact that he didn't come back because it was beyond his control? Like by the girl, it was beyond her control. That's what Rava asked Raguna. So Rava said, there's a question of killing somebody. We're not going to kill a girl when she's an honest. But maybe in another case, when it's not involving capital punishment, maybe we don't take Inus into account. So, but our Mishnah says it not Nidri Aitim Nidri Chaverishi Echolatzai. The Chalu Aitim Chalu Benayshik Benar Elu Nidri Aitim. Our Mishnah says Inus keeps the netter from kicking in. So we see we do take Inus into account. So why, Ravuna, are you saying that you give him a vow to school say?
Why don't you just answer that? I thought right away, just go to the Mishnah. Why do you have to bring this?
The Pasuk is always better than the Mishnah.
You don't think Ravuna would have
knew
the Pasuk?
You don't think he would have known the Mishnah? To be an Ambaira, 101 in being an Ambaira class is that you know every Mishnah. The Rishonim speak out that they did not know every Braisa. But you can't be an Ambaira if you don't know a Mishnah. You can't get into Amira class till you know every Mishnah.
Why is it that when we say Amoroyim, we always look at the time span?
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, but why should it be that way? We have people in our here, like Rebbe. It's tested with brains.
No, nothing to do with brains. No, it has to do with Madrega. It's what it is. Rebbe made a chesimah ha-mishnah. There are no more tanoim. Rebbe's telling us there's no one that can come later and argue with this mishnah. It's over. That generation, those generations that had the revelations and understanding, it's ended. And when Ravina Ravashi wrote Gemara, they said the generations of being able to slay mishnayos by adding, subtracting, answering contradictions, over and done with. Nobody will ever reach this level. Now, there's one exception. Everybody says, big people, not me, that the Gra was a Rishon. That even though he lived after the time of the Rishonim, and we have a rule that Achronim don't argue on Rishonim, they could, but it's not a smart thing to do. The Gra was allowed that leeway. He was treated like a Rishon. Okay? He was the exception to the rule, but it's not the rule. What? Yeah, a lot of Achronim argue with Rishonim. You're allowed to. I can argue with Rishonim. I'd be rather foolish, but I'm Chakatariya wasn't foolish. I could be rather foolish. Yes, there were many people that argue with Rishonim. But by and large, Achronim stay away from doing that. If you're the Chakatariya, you do that, yes. But that's because he felt he was in a level of arguing on them. I can also argue with Rishonim. There's no halakha Shulchan Aruch that says that I can't argue with Rishonim. But if I did it, I should be examined. Yes.
The phraseology is that people talk about the questions for Pekita Ingram, not arguing that he was saying, I don't understand.
Yeah, I would guess.
And this is...